going to be moving over to more of a local story over to Kilcullen and the surrounding areas, as Kilcullen Community Garda Text Alert Group are holding a meeting for residents of the Kilcullen and surrounding rural areas tomorrow evening, September 2nd. The meeting will be providing an opportunity for local residents to come together to discuss issues affecting the community. And joining me now on the line is Elaine Anderson-Jackson, Secretary of the Kilcullen Community Garda Text Alert Group. Elaine, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the Kildare Today Show.
Good morning, Hannah. Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
And Elaine, firstly, when we're talking about this meeting taking place tomorrow, it's said to come together to discuss issues affecting the community. What do you feel are those main issues and the concerns people are having?
Thank you, Hannah. We're approaching the time here as well where the dark evenings are coming in and the children are back to school. And basically, we're just trying to collaborate and get together. Even though the figures that say the crime has gone down a little bit, there's still a bit of isolation in the community and some people are a bit lonely. So we're trying to connect again, and that's the whole aim of this meeting. And their local representatives will be there as well. We have two deputies and we have a number of councillors in attendance on the night as well. So I would urge people, if they have anything on their mind, or it's nice as well to get, you know, close to our public representatives.
Of course. And is this kind of, these meetings, have they taken place before? Is this maybe one of the first times something like this is being organised?
Well, we try to have regular meetings. Our last one now, unfortunately, was earlier on in the year. We try to have at least two or three a year. And what's prompted this meeting to have it now is we're trying to launch the new Corda app. We were hoping to have launched it maybe 6 months ago. So that's why this is a big, important meeting. We're trying to get as many on board at the moment.
Of course. And that Corda app, it's a community app being launched. How exactly does it work? What is
it? Yeah, perfect. No, very good question. So first of all, it's very aptly named, Corda being the Irish for our friend. And it's been the brainchild of Winton and Tira. They've developed this app. And what it does is it's replacing the old community text alert, where previously, say it was livestock on the road or suspicious behaviour or a missing animal, I would send out a text to all our people on our text alert. But the one text will go to everybody. But with this new app, it's absolutely brilliant. And we've tested ourselves, the committee, the last couple of weeks. You can also filter out what you can use for. So basically, one of the big features of it as well, not only will you receive Garda text alerts, there's also a property log on it. It allows users to record details and photos of their valuables. There's community messaging. And one of the big features is there's a Corda monitored panic button where you can set up your Corda. So you can set up to 3 to 5 people that you could have if anything was to happen, and it's monitored, you know, and it's all registered. Now, to set it up is very easy. You can download it. It's free to download for the community alert groups and on Google Play Store and the Android. And to register, it's very simple as well. You just need your name, your address, your phone number, and an email and an error code. They're desirable, but not necessarily. And then once you've downloaded the app, you advise your local Corda app administrator, which in Kilcullen, it's the committee. And then we will add you to the Corda app group. And it's monitored, you know. And as I said, we've tested as well. And the great thing about it as well, you can filter. Say you don't want to know about missing dogs, or you don't want to know about livestock on the road. You can filter as to what, there's a number of items in the menu. And you can filter, Hannah, as to what you want to hear about. You know, so it is brilliant.
It sounds like it really is getting the community back involved with one another in the surrounding areas. And kind of speaking of, you mentioned there, we are coming into the darker nights now again, especially in a few weeks' time. And we were talking a few weeks ago on the show about crime prevention, especially when it comes to burglaries in the home. And people can be quite afraid of them, especially if they're in the rural areas. And the discussion was really focused on how neighbours in the community are actually the best crime preventers, because if you know you have a community around you, I mean, that's kind of half of the battle already.
It is a deterrent. And what we're trying to do along with Mutual Natura and the Gardaí is to empower communities. You know, it's a social network. It's all about safety and security. And there's a bit of kindness in it as well. You know, it's connecting people, but you can have your own Corda as well. And the great thing about it is that somebody asked me the other day, is it easy to use? I'm not great on phones. And I said, if you can press the button, you can use Corda. That's how simple it is. And it's monitored as well, just to let people know it's quite safe. Like, the Gardaí will know what's going on. We're very lucky in Kilcullen, our community guard is Jim Lacey. He took over from John O'Brien. And we're very lucky in Kilcullen because we've quite a wide area, a rural area. And people don't realise, like, I'm Calverstown myself, but, like, there's Brannockstown, there's Ballyshannon. We've quite a wide rural area. And we're very, very lucky with the Gardaí we have. But there's only so much they can do. We have to help ourselves as well, you know, and stick together. But you're right, community is the best deterrent, you know, for anything.
And now, Elaine, for that meeting taking place tomorrow, for those interested who maybe haven't heard about it and want to attend, what are the details? Where are you meeting?
Okay, so it's tomorrow evening in Kilcullen GAA Hall. I'll give the year code for those who don't have it, but it can be Googled. It's R56YX81, and that's tomorrow evening at 7:30. I'll be there from about 7:00, so if people come along a little bit earlier, that's okay, or they can come later. And my details as well, I don't mind you giving up my details, if anyone can't make it. So say, for example, if you're in a housing estate or say for Calverstown, not everyone from Calverstown might be able to attend, but if a couple can attend and go back then, you know, and tell their neighbours and family and friends. And we also do try and contact people, that not everybody has an Android phone. So we are making provisions for people as well. We still have to keep in contact with those who might not be on, you know, the modern phones, as we say. So, but anyone can contact me or anyone they know, or Jim Lacey or Gardaí Kilcullen, they will put you in touch with myself as well, or any member of the committee. And it's going to take a few weeks to get everybody up and running. We know that, and it can develop as it goes on. But we really hope everybody comes on board. It's much for people as for ourselves.
Of course, Elaine, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, letting listeners know about that community meeting. It is the Kilcullen Community Garda Text Alert Group. They're holding a meeting for residents of the Kilcullen area and the surrounding rural areas. That's tomorrow evening, September 2nd, at Kilcullen GAA Hall at 7:30. The air code is R56YX81, but that is Elaine Anderson-Jackson, Secretary for the Kilcullen Community Garda Text Alert Group, joining us on the show this morning. Elaine, thank you so much for joining us on the show, the Kildare Today show for Tuesday morning. I also want to put a call out there, if you know of any other community meetings, or if you are involved in a community group and host anything like this, do get in touch with us here at KFM, because we'd love to talk about it more on the show and get more of the communities and the action groups involved here as well. So you can email us to info@kfmradio.com. There is, of course, also studio@kfmradio.com, or even just send us a text, 0833 97 97 97.